This is Al Simpson. Even though Democrats say their spending cuts are equal to their tax hikes, that doesn't make it true. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, right here on Face Off, you have blustered on that the president's tax plan is equally divided between spending cuts and tax increases. But anyone who has bothered to look at the plan, and obviously, Ted, you have not, shows it's just not true. Ted, this package has $270 billion in new taxes. Are there also $270 billion in spending cuts? Not on your life. Most of the real cuts you say you're for aren't even in this package. They're cynically being left off until after the 96th presidential election. But will they ever happen? If the history of your party is any guide, not a ghost of a chance. Come on now, Ted, fess up. You know, I know, the American people know. The president's package contains $3.16 of taxes for every $1 in cuts. Really, Ted, if the inspector general ever gets his mitts on your Democrat spin doctors, he'll run them out of town for malpractice.
Al, you're not the sharpest knife in the drawer. You sliced your statistics the wrong way and got the ratio wrong between taxes and spending cuts in the economic plan. Every dollar of new taxes is matched by a dollar of spending cuts. Every dollar of new taxes also goes to reduce the deficit, not for new spending. It's the first serious economic plan in 12 years. It's designed to achieve two important goals: restore economic growth and bring the deficit down. The plan is already producing positive results. Interest rates are down, so is unemployment. The deficit will be cut in half in the next 5 years, but no thanks to Republicans. You opposed every inch of the plan. You even filibustered the president's economic stimulus, which would have produced faster recovery. It's a fair plan, Al. The Senate passed it in spite of your resistance, and it's working to make the country stronger. Al Simpson and I want our listeners to suggest topics for Face Off. Just contact this station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System.